Blog Talk Radio.
When we had all that snow?
Holy name. But this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, and Thankful Thursday. I know there's a lot of you out there that truly, truly have something to thank your God for. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man avails much. So all you got to do is just dial that number for your prayer request. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubos from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bring us a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will come and bless our hearts with a word from God. Amen? And let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. The Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is
A plethora of life's enigmas have incapacitated your people. Lord, we cry for the power that comes from being in your presence to resuscitate us so that we may live. Lord, we proclaim you now. Your awesome majesty. Hallelujah. Lord, come upon us now. Yes, Lord. And release your power. We need your power. And let your presence, fall. Hallelujah. Come on, voices of Citadel. I need you to harmonize tonight. And let's talk to the Lord. Lord, we proclaim your name.
Tonight.
The way is already being made. being opened right now. Hallelujah. Release your power. Come to your rescue and give you what you need. Hallelujah. Let your presence fall. Yes, Jesus. There's worship in this room tonight. Raise your voice and cry out to the Lord. Come on, let's take it up. Yo, take it up.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. Heavenly Father, you are our strength and our refuge. As we journey through this day, we will encounter events that cause us emotional distress. Lord, when we are troubled, let us turn to you. Keep us steady, Lord. And in those difficult moments, renew a right spirit inside our heart. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose will be here with a mighty word from the Lord. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection. Amen. So right now, we are going to go and get our blessings. from Abraham. Amen. Praise be to God.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage my choir in their farewell concert and recording, the Tribe City Singers. Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir, and you have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Anybody gonna go get it out there? Go, y'all.
Yeah.
Give somebody a high five and say, I'm going to get mine.
Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Go and get your inheritance. God is ready to give you your inheritance. Now it is time for our devotional message for this evening. Amen. Praise God. Which is entitled, Come to Me for Understanding. Hallelujah. Come to me for understanding. The scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms chapter 139, and we're going to read verses 1 through 4. And it says, O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Lord. My second scripture reading is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 through 22. And it says, Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his spirit in our hearts as a deposit. Amen? Guaranteeing what is to come. Think about that. Read that scripture. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And my third scripture is coming from Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. And it says, No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. To God be the glory. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Again, the title of this message, Come to Me for Understanding. Since I know you far better than you know yourself, I comprehend you in all your complexity. No details of your life is hidden from me. I view you through eyes of grace. So don't be afraid of my intimate awareness. Allow the light of my healing presence to shine into the deepest recesses of your being. Cleansing, healing, refreshing, and renewing you. Trust me enough to accept the full forgiveness that I offer you continually. This great gift, which cost me my life, is yours for all eternity. Forgiveness is at the very core of my abiding presence. I will never leave you nor forsake you. When no one else seems to understand you, simply draw closer to me. Rejoice in the one who understands you completely and loves you perfectly. As I fill you with my love, you become a reservoir of love, overflowing into the lives of other people. To God be the glory. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is unto me. Praise be to God. Heavenly Father, Thank you for your grace and mercy, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe through the night. For bringing us to a brand new day, we bless your holy name. We remain forever grateful for our homes, work, and families, and pray that you will send angels to protect us. May you mend every broken heart, touch all who need healing, comfort all who moan, and bless those with financial needs. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I will play another selection. Praise be to God.
This means war. God. When I got up this morning, you know what I said? I said nothing will happen to me today that me and the Lord can't help.
Amen. Praise be to God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. The title of this message is Return God's Love by Sharing It. Amen? In 1 John 4:11, in the CSV Bible says, Dear friends, if God loves us in this way, we also must love one another. Amen? Because God's power is limitless. It is far beyond the comprehension of mortal minds. But even though we cannot fully understand the heart of God, we can open to God's love. God's ability to love is not burdened by temporal boundaries or by earthly limitations. The love that flows from the heart of God is infinite. And today presents yet another opportunity to celebrate that love. You are a glorious creation, a unique individual, a beautiful example of God's handiwork. God's love for you is limitless. Accept that love, acknowledge it, and be grateful. There is no pity so deep that God's love is not deeper still. Amen? God wants to reveal himself as your heavenly Father. When you are hurting, you can run to him and crawl up into his lap. When you wonder which way to turn, you can grasp his strong hand, and he'll guide you along life's path. When everything around you is falling apart, you'll feel your Father's arms around your shoulders to hold you together. Amen. Snuggle in God's arms when you are hurting, when you feel lonely or left out. Let him cradle you, comfort you, reassure you of his all-sufficient power and love. Bring love by him whose opinion matters, not most give us, must give us the security to risk loving too, even loving ourselves. Love. It's not something God does. Love is something God is. Amen. Think about this. When all else fails, God's love does not. You can always depend upon God's love, and he is always your ultimate protection. Amen. Think about those words. And John 3:16 in the King James Version says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In Psalms 103:17-18 in the CSB says, But from eternity to eternity, the Lord's faithful love is toward those who fear him, and his righteousness toward the grandchildren of those who keep his covenant. Amen. Praise be to God. Psalms 117 says in the CSB, Praise the Lord. All nations, glorify him, all people, for great is his faithful love to us. The Lord's faithfulness endures forever. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. In Romans 5 and 8, and the CSB says, but God proves his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Dear God, you are love. You love us, Father, and we love you. As we love you more, Lord, we are also able to love our family and friends more. We will be your loving servant, Heavenly Father, today throughout eternity. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name, Lord. We give you the glory, the honor, and we thank you for forgiving us for our sins, Lord. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you for loving on sinners like us, forgiving us, and thank you for your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins, that we may have eternal life. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells within us and guide us in the way that you will have us to go and to bring back to our memory everything that you have told us. We thank you. We love you. We praise you in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And thank you for allowing us to have a relationship with him. In Jesus' name, amen. And this concludes our sweet hour of prayer and thankful Thursday. At this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our very own Pastor Kathy Dubos from Led by God's Christian Ministry, who's going to come and bless our hearts with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Because our God is awesome.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say.
salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify if you know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice and say,
Christian ministry is going to come this evening and bless our hearts mightily. At this time, we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Hallelujah to Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise your holy name.
God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome, thank you.
Praise be to God. Sounding good there.
Thank you.
Woo!
Girl. You know what? God is amazing.
Yes, he is.
So
come on,
amazing. Sitting here. You know, we go through those days where you're like, whatever. And then I said, oh, I got to get a word. Then I get something, that ain't it. Get something else, that ain't it. I said, Lord, what is going on? So I said, you know, I guess I just better be still. Because you know what you want to say.
Amen.
15 minutes ago, I was sitting there. And then all of a sudden, Holy Ghost starts speaking. I said, really? Now? And I'm writing all this down, trying to get it all in.
Yes.
And then I said, you know, sometimes you wonder, is it God or is it you just preaching what you want to preach?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I said, oh, Lord, don't let it be me. Please, God, don't let it be me. I need this to be the word you want, whoever's on the line, to hear. And so I was sitting there, and I was wondering. I said, let me go back to the first word I got, because maybe I just made that up. And I couldn't even find the word. Couldn't find it. I said, let me just get on this line. God knows what he's going to do. When I got on the line and heard that song, God said, do you hear me now?
All right.
Come on now. My goodness. Glory to God. I said, God, I love you. He said, do you hear me now?
Yes.
Woo! Good God. That's how God can do things. He just blows my mind.
Yes, he does.
He blows my mind. And I'm sitting there going, I hear you now, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you tonight, oh God.
Thank you.
Thank you for allowing us to see another day. You woke us up clothed in our right mind.
Yes, you did,
with
Lord.
Divine healing within
thank
our mind.
Thank you, God.
And
thank
for that,
you.
We say thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name, oh God. Just for being who you are in all of your glory.
Yes.
How you look after each and every last one of us, oh God.
Yes.
While we're running through the streets and we're wondering, am I going to eat? Am I going to have place to sleep?
Yes.
And you saying, they still don't know me.
Come on.
My goodness.
Ooh.
Father God, tonight our prayer is to help us to know you better. Knowing you is trusting you.
Come on.
Because we know who you are.
My
and
God.
For that, we say thank you.
Thank you.
For bringing us into the knowledge, for educating us. Ah, God, we love you. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're going to do, and all that you're doing right now. Thank you, God. Have your way on this line right now. Let this message not fall on deaf ears. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. Have your way right now, God. In Jesus' holy name, amen. You know,
amen.
We get excited. We want to run and run.
Yes.
And the Holy Ghost snaps you back and go,
come on.
Before you run, you got to give honor where honor is due.
Yes, Lord. Come on.
I say, okay, Lord, thank you.
Yes.
We
thank
God for fivefold leaders. We do.
Yes.
We thank God for Apostle Artie Wiggins, you know, him and Evangelist Tilden, all the rest of them that got this program started for us. We thank God for their diligence to do it when they didn't have help to do it. When they didn't have the money, they didn't know what was going on. They were like, Lord, okay. And they just started running with the vision. They started running. And I'm grateful because every time I think about the vision God has given me, and I said, Lord, if I had just half of those people that's running with them, oh, my goodness. He said, you will, and I felt like Sarah. I like, really? When I'm 90, Lord? Come on now. Why can't you give me one more leg that's still moving? I still have some use of my mouth. Why can't you let me do it now? He said, you will. Your time ain't up. You will. I said, okay.
Patience, little sister.
We thank God for the prideful leaders. We thank God for all of them that have been committed, hung in there, started running with the vision. You know, they didn't give up. They didn't grow weary and well-doing. Thank God. And even when others had to leave because they were called to other parts of the vineyard, you know, you still got the faithful few hanging in there. You still got the host, Evangelist Hilda, doing everything she knows how to make sure the word of God gets out there. You still got Sister Barbara. Come on, you still got the faithful few. Sister Barbara's in the background. She's helping out. Come on. God says, what makes you think I don't have anybody that I can use? All haven't left. I still have some.
Amen.
My goodness, word of God. Don't ever think God has run out of servants.
Never.
He will never run out of servants, even if he has to serve himself.
That's right.
He will. You know how I know he will? Because he sent his only begotten son to do what we couldn't do.
Amen.
And if he did that, he said, don't ever think I'm without a servant. If I got to serve myself, and that's what he did when he came down and got on that cross. He served himself. My goodness, glory to God. He said, who can I trust with this one? Oh, nobody. I guess I better go do it. Yeah. Woo! God, we love you. I'm telling you, we're feeling good. God gave us a good word today. We're going to get into this word, and then you're going to see what I'm saying about that song.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. God, I love you.
Oh.
Thank God for all of the fivefold leaders. We got Apostle Jackson. We got Dr. Verlene Turner. We even got Lady Nadine in the background. She's on Zoom, but she's still part of this ministry. Come on now. We got Pastor Stephen DuVos.
Yes.
We got a lot of people that are in other parts of the vineyard, but they're still connected to this ministry. Yeah, they're still connected. Come on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to forget anybody. And for all those that continue to tune in, we are honored that you took the time to hear what thus says the Lord on Pray One for Another.
Thank you
for joining in, whether you're on the internet, telephone, wherever you are, under the sound of our voices, thank you. We are grateful that you didn't take it robbery to get on and listen to what God has given us to say. Amen. God bless you all. Here we go. Short and sweet. Here we go. Well, maybe not too short. We are going to be coming from Psalms 24:1, Isaiah 41:10, Matthew chapter 10:16, verse 16, and then Luke chapter 1, verse 30. Oh, God, we love you. My goodness, here we go. Psalm 24:1 says, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and all who dwell therein. Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will surely help you. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness.
Yeah.
Matthew 10:16. Behold, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as a, and I know someone says, be as wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove.
Amen.
And the last one, Luke 1:30, and I know y'all saying, where's he going with all this? The angel appeared to her and said, greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered, what kind of greeting this might be? So the angel told her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen. This is good stuff.
Yes.
If you're listening to those verses and you just heard what the songwriter was saying, he said, our God is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Because David starts out saying, the earth is the Lord's, right?
Yes.
And the fullness therein. And so when you listen to the songwriter going, he's mighty, he's holy, my goodness, he's great.
Yes.
David was saying the same thing when he said, the earth belongs to the Lord. Watch this. The title of this message is, this is our house.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, God. This is our house.
Hallelujah.
David is saying, the earth is the Lord's. Thing on this earth belongs to God.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? He created it all.
Yes,
all
he did.
Of it. So it all belongs to him.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, glory to God. Whether it chooses to receive him or not, it still belongs to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jesus said, no man take my life. I lay my own life down. You can't take
That's
it.
Right. Yes.
I just lay it down. And guess what? That's true for all of us.
Yes.
No one can take our lives.
That's
okay?
True.
God knows the day that he's going to lay it down.
Yes.
Ooh, I know somebody going, what do you mean? What do I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He knows every hair that's on our head. He
yes,
knew
he
us.
Mm.
Watch this
Come
now.
On. Come
he
on.
Knew us when everyone was standing there looking in our grave.
Yes.
He knew us. And then he started rewinding our story to when we was in our mother's womb.
Amen.
So, you know, you got some people writing stories and then they show you the ending and then they bring it to the beginning and start all over.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes.
The only reason God can't do that is because his people would just lose it. We would lose it if he showed us the ending. And then, well, he can't show us what he's already seen. He sees us laying in the coffin. He's seen the ones that got cremated. He's already seen our ending.
All right.
But guess what? No one takes our life.
No.
And you say, well, wait a minute. So that other guy got shot and killed. And that little girl, she died at birth. And that woman, she got stabbed to death. So? It didn't catch God off guard.
Right.
It caught us off guard.
Yes. Amen.
It did not catch him off guard. He already knew that was going to happen.
Yes.
And I know some people are going, if he knew that was going to happen, why didn't he stop it? because of us, we invited sin into the world.
Yes.
Remember, he had Adam and Eve in the garden, all peaceful, just walking amongst the animals, doing whatever they wanted to do.
Preach
there
that.
Was no fear, ugliness, none of that.
None. Preach.
We had it made. We was in paradise, right?
Mm-hmm.
All naked and not ashamed because we didn't know we were naked.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
And then all of a sudden, here comes the serpent.
Mm.
Why? Because Satan chose the most craftiest animal that was on this earth. And at the time, and it's still that way,
still.
It was the snake.
Yes.
And so he jumps into the snake so he could talk.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a spirit like God.
Yes.
Right? He was a spirit.
Come on
and
now.
No one could see him. So he got into, oh, my goodness, glory to God.
Come
he
on,
got into
Preach.
Something
yes.
so that they could hear him and
yes.
see him.
Yes.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Woo! you know what? God looked at him and said, yeah, let him get into that snake because he going to be remembered as just that, the snake that he is.
Yes. Woo! Yes.
So he gets into the snake so that the woman could hear him. Because she, oh my goodness, she wasn't in the spirit. She would have never been able to hear him had he started talking, right? The only one that, oh my goodness, God, I love you. The only one that could hear in the spirit at the time, somebody going to get mad. The only one that could hear in the spirit at the time was Adam. Know how I know? Because God said to him, you can have everything out here, just don't eat from that tree. Okay, Lord.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
Ooh, thank you, Lord.
So he heard God.
Yes.
He was the only one that could hear in the spirit at that time. Eve could not hear.
No.
She came from Adam. She just a woman. She don't know nothing. She gets in the garden. And now, Satan can't speak to her without getting in something that is alive, that he could make talk in her language.
Yes.
Guess what? Every creature, including us, every creature has a language.
Yes. Yes.
Look on Animal Kingdom. Every last one of those animals got a language.
Yes.
Whether they go, ooh, 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 they all have a language.
Yes,
and guess what? Everybody that is just like them can hear the language.
Yes.
Ooh. Every cat can hear any other cat talking. We don't know what they saying, but we're looking at them and we're going, wonder what they thinking. Well, they think it's something because the cat, he's shoving up his back, getting in a defense mode.
Yeah.
And so you're going, why he getting in a defense mode? Apparently the other cat done said something to him.
Come on.
To make him,
you better
get your guard up because I done told you I couldn't over here mess with my girl.
Yes, Lord.
And we think we're the only ones that act like that.
Yes.
No, we're not. Look at Animal Kingdom. You
Come
got gorillas, you got monkeys, you got hippopotamus. They could be over there eating, munching on the grass. And then all of a sudden, they look around and see Billy trying to come up on Sally while they over there eating grass. They go,
No, they start
talking in their monkey language.
Uh-huh.
And they get to going over there, and the next you know, you watching Animal Kingdom, and they all fighting. You go, what is going on? Because he was saying, wait a minute. You don't wait till I done sweeten her up, did all this for her. Now you going to try to jump in on my action? I don't think so.
Yeah.
But he's saying it in his monkey language. Ooh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. And then the next thing you know, they're all fighting.
That's right.
Every creature has a language.
Mm-hmm.
Every creature. Right? Including us.
Yes.
So Satan got into the creature so he could understand him because he made the creature speak in a way that she could understand.
Yes.
So quite naturally, she wasn't scared. He said, you can't eat from the tree? You going to die? You're not going to surely die. Like, no, I'm not going to die. Well, go ahead. Help yourself. You think it'll be okay? Yeah. You can have anything you want. And she looked at the tree. And he said, well, it does look mighty good. Go ahead. What's one? What's one? One ain't going to hurt nothing. See, this is why everybody needs to understand. Satan is not trying any new tricks. He don't have any.
Right.
Everything he's trying now, he's already tried over the years. He's got nothing new.
Right.
Nothing new. You just got to know how he's been operating all these years.
Yes, yes.
There's nothing new. So he looks at it and goes, what's one?
Exactly.
That ain't going to hurt anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you're right. What's one little apple? Look at all these apples out here. I don't see why we can't have one. And guess what? He's still doing this. Billy, what's the harm in just looking at her? That ain't, who that gonna hurt? That ain't gonna hurt nobody. You right, that ain't gonna hurt nobody. I ain't doing it. I'm just looking at her. If you looking at her and you are married, you already done something wrong. Okay? Just so you know. And all of you out there that go, looking don't hurt.
Yes,
the
it does.
The lies he tells. Looking does hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
I've seen women and men just dating. And a man turn around and look at another woman while he walking with his gal. And she's like, what's that about? What you doing? What you doing? They ain't even married. And she's already offended because you wouldn't mean, but you're going to disrespect me and look. And the same thing is true for a man. You know, if a woman is with you and all of a sudden here comes a tall, dark, and handsome, if that's what you like, and the woman turns around and goes, oh, good Lord. Oh, my God. Now, she ain't saying nothing. She's just looking.
And
she can't help herself because her head is following the man all the way around. And by the time she bring her head back to that 360, she looking at the man. She was going, what? I ain't doing nothing. And he's looking at her like, you done lost your mind. You think it's okay for you to walk with me and be looking at another man?
All right.
Come on
now.
It hurts. It does hurt. It's a sign of disrespect. It hurts.
Yes, it does.
So now you got old Eve. She eats the fruit. I know y'all said, when she's going to get to the store, just stay with me. You got to ride or die. Okay?
Amen.
And so Eve eats apple. Then she goes, honey, you want to bite? Honey. Just forgot everything he heard God say.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking at his good thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yes, I know. The word of God says when a man gets married, when a man obtains a wife, he obtains favor with the wife, right? So this is a good thing, and he's obtained favor.
Yes.
So now God has given Eve to Adam and going, it's not good for man to be alone. So he done gave him a good thing.
Come on now.
And he has favor with God.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing.
Mine
so
too.
Adam is so caught up in his good thing that he was so caught up in his good thing that
That's
he forgot
right.
about the real thing.
Mm-hmm. The eternal.
The real thing is the one that made both of them.
Yes.
Breathe life into both of them.
Praise.
Okay. He forgot about the real thing.
Yes.
The thing that was most important.
Yes.
See, this is the thing that people get in trouble because they get a wife or they get a husband and the oldest is my soulmate, the person I've been waiting for all my life. Yeah. But you cannot forget the one that gave them to you.
Come on now.
He has not given them to you to take his place.
That's right.
Ooh.
Ooh.
He gave them to you because as you were seeking the kingdom of God, he gave you the desires of your heart, which is what he really wanted for you anyway.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because he put man and woman on the earth. He says, be fruitful and multiply.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's what he wants for us anyway. For us to have someone to love on us and for us to love them.
Amen.
And so the whole part of that part of the story was God told him, you can do anything you want to do, just don't touch the tree. Because
mm-hmm.
when you do, your eyes are going to be open.
Yes.
What he was really saying is, the day that you touch that tree, you will allow sin to enter this world.
Amen. Yes.
So don't touch it.
They
touched it. As soon as they did, their eyes were open and they realized what sin looked like. Because they saw each other naked.
My Lord.
And until then, their nakedness was a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Beautiful. They just walking around. You know, sometimes you can look at the people in Africa and you go, what is they doing? And they just walking around, just buck booty naked, the man just swinging, and you looking good. I want to go to their nation. I don't want to wear clothes no more. Shoot, I'm going broke trying to shop. And you look at these documentaries of Africa, and the man, he just walking off free, swinging, and the woman, you know, boobs, whatever. They're not, and the thing about it is, they don't even stop and look at each other in amazement.
No. No.
Hey, you're naked. No. They've probably been naked since they was kids. They ain't thinking about no clothes.
Exactly.
Now, may not be every part of Africa, but it's a certain part. Them folks are just walking.
Yeah.
They showing you all that on TV.
Yes.
Because they don't see anything wrong with it.
Right.
This is how they were brought up. This is what they were taught. It's the beauty of their body.
Yes. Yes.
Right? So they're not thinking, oh, look at Billy. Billy Packett. No. They're just walking up and down like, oh, hey, how you doing? Keep on going. No big thing.
Yep. Greet one another in their language and keep it moving.
In their language and keep it moving. So now you got Eve listening to the serpent and inviting sin into the world.
Yes.
Now, sin was already here.
Mm-hmm.
It just needed someone to take its form.
Yes.
Because the serpent was already here.
Yes,
okay?
He was.
He wasn't in the form of a serpent. He was a fallen angel.
Yes.
And so now he took on the form of a serpent, right? But he was already here. And when he took on that form, he allowed human to be attracted to everything that God says, stay away from. Leave darkness right where it is. Don't allow your eyes to open and see the darkness of sin. So, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness therein. And when people die, whether they're young, old, got killed by a car, people shot them, they jumped out of a building, it was a fire, it does not matter.
Nope.
God knows when every last one of us is going, and he also knows how we're going.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But I honestly, and this is just me, I honestly believe that everybody that belongs to God, before their spirit can taste death, God has already snatched that spirit up out of their body.
Yes.
And
yes.
So you might be looking at the body all dismangled and everything, but the spirit is long gone.
Long gone. Absolutely.
Long gone. He's not going to let us taste death.
Nope.
Why do you think he said, oh, death, where is your sting?
Exactly.
Because it doesn't hurt the person that's leaving. It hurts the person that's left.
Yes.
Because they're looking, going, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look what I have to. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I lost my brother. I lost my brother. I lost. And they're going crazy.
Yes.
And angels escorting that person on home.
Come on now.
And so they just quietly go, okay, see you, bye-bye. And they taking a ride on in,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And they're looking back going, huh, because that's human nature. We're going to cry. We're going to break down. We don't understand what's going on. How did they leave so soon?
Uh-huh.
God says, it looks like it was soon to you.
Right.
But they have fulfilled their purpose.
Come on. Come on now.
They really have. God does not allow any of us to leave until our purpose is fulfilled. You know how I know? Because he says, I know the plans I have for your life.
Yes. Yes.
So your life, whether it gets taken accidentally, or you just naturally go to sleep and don't wake up, it doesn't matter. He still knows that he has plans for you, and your life is not over until those plans have been fulfilled.
That's right. Absolutely.
Now, like I said, your loved ones that are left behind, they don't know that your plans has been fulfilled, his plans for you. They don't know that. They're like, wait a minute, that's it? He was only 20. He was only 15. Whatever God had her here for, it got fulfilled.
Yes.
And it was time for her going home.
Come on now.
Come on now. That's good stuff. And so this is the part that I love. David says, the earth is the Lord and the fullness therein. And then right after that, you go into Isaiah, and God is saying, do not fear, for I'm with you. Don't be afraid, I'm your God.
Amen.
I will surely help you.
Yes, he will.
So David has said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness therein. He is the creator. Everything here belongs to him. And just so you know, he's also omnipresent.
Yes.
So he is everywhere all the time.
Amen.
You know why we got to get this? You got to get this so you can be going, wait a minute. This is our house.
Come on now.
Yeah. You know, the athletes, they were learning how to swim and all this stuff.
Yes.
And then, you know, the coach kept telling them, don't ever let anyone come in our house and beat us in our house.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing good, doing good. Then all of a sudden, you know, these other teams came in and started taking them down, And then at the end, the guys looked at each other and went, this is our house. This is our house. And when they went to jump in the water, they all jumped in the water, looked back at the coach and said, coach, this is our house.
Yes.
And he was in tears because he's like, wow. And they all got up there getting ready to dive in the water. They said, coach, this is our house. This is our house.
Yes.
Now just bring it on home. This is our house. Who you going to let come into your house?
Come on.
And do whatever they want to do.
No.
You going to let somebody just walk into your house, go in your refrigerator, start eating, cooking, and you're sitting there going, hey, what you doing? Oh, give me something to eat. You don't live here. This is not your house.
Yes.
And they're going, I thought of you. No, you couldn't have thought that. You're not home. This is not your house.
All right.
And you know how many times you said? A whole bunch of times. This ain't your house. That's not your couch. That's not your refrigerator. This is my house. I pay the rent here.
All right, now.
So you got to hear God say, this is our house. I paid the price for this house.
Come on now. Yes, he did.
No one else got on that cross with me.
He was all alone.
And so he's looking at them going, he said, they got to get this, Kathy. They got to get it. Start telling yourself, this is our house.
Yes.
Now somebody come walking in your house and they look at you and go, what you doing? What's up? Give me the money in your purse. You looking at them like, you tripping. Because you don't know what I got in this house that's getting ready to take care of you.
Mm-mm.
And they trying to rob you. They done come in the house and shoot. You know what? Give me all your money. You look at them going, wait a minute. You want my money. You done came up in my house. I opened the door for you. Mm-hmm. And you come in here and talk about, and you go, let me go get the money. Okay, I'll go get the money. And you go in the room, and you grab that little BB gun. You go, yeah, I got the money. Mm-hmm. Here's the money. Now, when they turn around and they see a BB gun, they don't know it's a BB gun because fear has overtaken them. They
all
cannot
right.
see.
And
so they're going to look at you. They're going to run to the door going, okay, you crazy. You crazy. No, you crazy. Going to come in my house and try to do something stupid like this.
That's right.
Get on out of here. I don't know anybody that lets anybody come in their house and do whatever they want to do. Because they're saying, this is my house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it ain't a one-bedroom, a kitchen, and a bathroom. It's still my house.
Yes.
If I don't have freedom to do nothing nowhere else, I got freedom to do what I want in my house.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And God is looking at every last one of us going, this is your house. Because I am your father.
Yes. Yes.
Now, what father you know gonna buy a house for his kids, but the kids don't have the liberty of enjoying their father's house?
Mm-hmm.
So God is saying, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness therein. This is our house.
Mm-hmm.
Who told you? You got to walk around in fear in our house.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
When God says, this is our house, you know what he's saying? I'm in the living room. I'm in the kitchen. I'm in the bathroom.
Yes.
I'm in the dining room.
Yes.
I'm in the laundry room. And guess what? I'm in all the rooms at the same time.
Amen. Amen.
So when I tell you don't be afraid,
that's
what
right.
you afraid of? I'm in every last room of the house.
Yes, he is.
My goodness, glory to God.
Thank
you got to get
that. Thank you.
I'm in every last room of the house. I'm in California.
Yes.
I'm in New York. I'm in Bermuda. I'm in Africa. I'm in every last room.
Yes.
In the house.
Yes, Lord.
There's nothing going to happen to you in our house that I am not there to protect you.
Yes.
You got to see what he's saying.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
He's saying, let them know.
Thank
if
you.
The earth is mine and everything in the earth is mine, then this is our house.
Yes.
If you are one of mine, if you are my sheep, and you know my voice, then you know, you better know this is our house.
Yes.
Watch this. Let me hurry up and, this is so good. He said, this is our house. He said, do not fear. This is what he tell Isaiah. I'm with you. Don't be afraid. I'm your God. I'll strengthen you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. He said, I'm your God, right? I'm everywhere you need me to be.
Yes.
Why? Because this is our house. Look at Matthew. He told the 12 disciples. He says, I'm sending you out like seed sheep among wolves.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He says, be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. You know why? Because naturally, the wolf, he is the natural enemy of the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
He know how to get in there. The sheep don't see the wolf coming because sheep are innocent. They don't know what they're doing. They wander off out of safety. And the wolf is sitting there just waiting on her. Uh-huh. Soon you get a little bit closer, you don't even see me. And the sheep just wandering off. They don't even know they done left out of the ground of safety.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going wherever they want to go.
That's
come
right.
on now. And so when he was telling the disciples this, he says, yeah, you sheep, you don't know no better.
Mm-hmm.
There's one out there that's a little craftier than you.
Yes.
And he's waiting on you. The word of God says that Satan is out there roaming like a wild lion, seeking who he can devour. You know why I love that sentence? Because people don't think about it. It says he's seeking who he can devour.
Yes.
That means he cannot devour everyone.
Exactly.
He's seeking who's going to be, my goodness, watch this now.
He's
seeking the one that is afraid.
Mm-hmm.
That's the, you know what? I used to go around dogs and all kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the ex-husband would tell me, Kathy, stop acting like you scared. Just don't pay him no attention. He ain't going to do nothing to you. I'm like, oh, God. Wow. And the dog, his senses would go off going, she's scared.
Mm-hmm.
I can get her.
So they can smell fear.
She's scared.
Yes.
The other one. They might be scared, but you don't know it because they're not acting like they scared.
Right.
They're acting like, come on over here and see if I don't bust you in your head.
Okay.
Now, I was watching a movie last night, Pastor Stephen and myself. We was watching, it was called After Earth. And Will Smith, and he had his son in there. And I'm looking at this going, what kind of movie is this? It looked like it's science fiction or something. And
yeah,
so his son, they all on this little plane. Or they little, whatever the thing was, like some kind of, I don't know.
There was a ship.
But a ship crashes, right?
Right.
It crashes.
Right.
Nobody else was around but Will Smith and his son. But Will is kind of hurt. So he can't go out there to see who's out there to help them to, you know, get them back to where they came from. So he's sending his son. He says, remember, the thing on your arm is how I can see you, I can communicate with you, listen for my voice.
Yes.
And so the kid is like, okay, I can do this. Now, not only is he watching the kid, he can see the kid's heartbeat, he can see his blood level, everything.
Everything.
And so the kid is out there, he said, hey, my uniform is changing, I like it, but why is it changing? So Will is telling him, in your environment, your suit is going to keep changing.
Mm-hmm.
So Will is walking in through.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, all kind of things happen to that kid out there. And I'm looking, going, what in the world? But this is the part that got me. He says, I can't think of the kid name. Cadet or whatever he was. He says, it's zoning in on you. It's almost near you. Keep running. Keep running. And then when he gets to the part where he can't run anymore, he says, stop being scared. Take a knee. The knee means you get down on your knee and you calm yourself down. He says, stop being scared. He cannot see you. Don't be scared. So the kid is out here thinking, I'm scared. And
because
he was scared, the thing was zoning in on him because of his fear.
Yes.
This is the part that got me. He was swinging at him, doing all kind of stuff to Wilson. Wilson was still running through. And all of a sudden, I think he threw him out. And Wilson, somehow, he laid on the ground. I think he kind of knocked him, and he went out, and he looked like he was dead, but he was probably trying to get his bearings.
Yeah.
And he was laying there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the part that got me. He was laying there because the thing had knocked him out. The mm-hmm. thing was looking all over for him, but he
right.
was right on top of him.
Mm-hmm.
He did not see him. And, mm-hmm. and we're going, he didn't see him right underneath him?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is going up while looking for him. It wasn't that he could ever see him. He could not see him. He could sense the fear.
Right.
That's how he was able to follow him.
Yes.
Because of the fear.
The fear.
Not
mm-hmm.
because he could see him. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God.
Come
and
on,
I
now.
Sat there and I said, so you telling me
mm-hmm.
he don't know that kid is right up under him
mm-hmm.
because the kid was out for a second so he couldn't show any emotion.
Exactly.
And when he opened up his eyes, he mm. could hear his sister talking, saying, you're still in the bubble. Now get out.
Exactly.
And he's looking at the thing, missing him and not being it. And all of a sudden it hit him. He can't see me. He senses my fear.
Right.
And he got up and he jacked that thing up. But this mm-hmm. is the thing. I looked at Pastor Stephen. I said, oh, my goodness. Satan can't see us. He can only, my goodness, glory to God. He
yeah.
can only see when our fear goes off. When our
mm-hmm.
fear goes off. It's like, boo, 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 boo. It's an antenna for him that when that fear gets ignited, that's what he's drawn to.
Yeah.
Because he can't see us. He don't know where we are until fear shows up.
Yes.
Until mm-hmm. then, we are invisible. God is yeah. hiding us. That's
mm-hmm.
why he said, I did not give you a spirit of fear. Don't let fear overtake you. That's how he's going to do you in.
Yes. Yes.
So as soon as he senses we're afraid, that's how he can zone in on us.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's roaming the earth seeking who he can devour, who's going to
yes.
be scared.
Yep.
Who
yep.
can I trick into mm-hmm. thinking that their situation is so much worse than it really is?
Yes.
And as soon as their fear gets ignited,
mm-hmm.
I can zone in and devour them.
Yep. That's what he does.
But God said, I need you to tell them, this is our house.
Yes.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness therein. And if he is your father, then this is your house too.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need for us to walk around in fear.
Nope. Not at all.
Because guess what? The enemy is already a defeated foe.
Yes.
He's a defeated foe because if you look at the size of that kid last night that did that animal, and that animal was way bigger than him.
Oh, yes.
But the kid was no longer operating in fear.
In fear, that's right. Praise God.
He realized, hey, I got something you don't got.
Mm-hmm.
I got weapons.
Yeah.
And you can't see me.
Mm-mm.
God says, I need my people to understand this
mm-hmm.
is our house.
Yes.
No one comes into our house and
That's
takes
right.
over our
oh,
house.
Mm-hmm.
Stop letting the devil take over you.
Yes.
Watch this.
Yes.
I got to tell you this one last thing before I close. This is Mary, right? The angel
yeah.
appears to Mary and says, greetings. You are highly favored. The Lord is with you.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 29, Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. All he said was, greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. It says Mary was greatly troubled by his words and wondered what kind of greeting was this. Guess what? Mary wasn't troubled because he was an angel, because she didn't know he was an angel.
Right.
However form he came to her, it was natural what she saw. So she wasn't scared of him. The word of the Lord says she was thinking, what kind of greeting is this? What in the world? She was what he up to? He said, greetings. That's all he said was, greetings. My goodness, glory to God. You are highly favored. The Lord is with you. And I know it sounds crazy, like she going, why would that trouble her? Like, you up to something. What you want? What's that about?
Exactly.
You ever went to your mother? You ever went to your mother or your natural father and say, Mom, I love you. I really love you. I just love you so much. And your mother turn around and go, uh-huh, what you want?
Hey.
And you going, I'm just telling you that. It's something behind that love. What you want?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to tell you that I love you. So you can imagine when Mary's standing there and the angels being all pleasant, greetings. You are highly favored. Because what he's saying is God loves you, he can trust you, and you are the chosen one. And Mary's
right.
Like, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
It didn't say she was scared. It says she was troubled.
Right.
Because she's thinking, where did greeting come from? What do you want from me?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Number one, she did not know it was an angel.
Right.
She didn't recognize him as an angel of the Lord. All she saw, and I'm only assuming, she saw human form look like us.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I have to tell you this is because a lot of us are entertaining angels, but we don't know it.
Right.
And so we're doing things we ain't got no business doing to the angel.
Mm.
And you're looking on. Well, how can we tell it's an angel? How could Mary tell that was an angel? She couldn't. Couldn't. That's why the word of God says, be careful how you entertain some, because there are angels amongst you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
God said, this is an angel of the Lord that I sent to you.
To you.
But you're beating them up because you don't recognize them as an angel.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you don't recognize this is our house.
Yes.
God is trying to tell us there's so many things in our house that we don't recognize.
Yes.
When we see the angel, you know what the angel is? A king-size waterbed or something?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't recognize everything that's in our house to comfort us. The
right.
angel is there to comfort us,
yes,
to protect us in our house. That's why God can look at us and go, yeah, fear not, I'm with you. I told you I'm in the living room, I'm in the kitchen, I'm in the bathroom, I'm in the dining room. I'm in the lot, and I'm in every last room at the same time.
Thank you, Lord.
Why? Because this is our house.
Amen. Amen.
It does not matter what room you are in this house. I am with you. If you in California, I'm with you. If you in New York, I'm with you. If you in Alabama, I'm with you. You in Arizona, I'm with you. It doesn't matter where you are, I'm with you.
Amen.
And if you recognize that this is our house because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness therein, and you recognize this is my daddy's house. And if it's my daddy's house, it's my house.
Mm-hmm.
And why am I going to be scared in my house?
Right.
With my daddy right there with me. Mm-hmm. Anybody seen my daddy? My daddy looked like he's about 6'6". Big old dude, West Indian. Anytime he was around, I didn't feel no fear. I felt fear for the person he was getting ready to come upon.
That's right.
So when my daddy was with me, oh, my God, I had on a super cape.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you say what? You say what? You going to do what to me now? What? What? Go ahead. Because I know my daddy was there. And guess what? Oh, my goodness, it's a good heart. I knew all they had to do was see my daddy one time,
mm-hmm.
and they would never, ever mess with me again. Just the thought of him showing up.
Yeah.
They seen him that one time and how big he looked to all of us as kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I say as soon as they see him one time, they will never mess with me again. As soon as the enemy
mm-hmm.
sees God's hand on you, my goodness, glory to God.
Yes, yes.
This is the funny part. When the enemy sees God's hand on you, protecting you, he gone about his business. You know why? Because he's looking for someone he can devour. He
yes.
can't devour you because God's protection is on you.
Amen.
Ooh, my goodness, glory to God. Mm-hmm. Here, I'm coming for a closer. Look what he did to Job. God said, have you considered my servant Job? He said, yeah, but you got your hedge of protection around him. If you move that,
yes.
I can get him.
Mm-hmm.
Get your hand out the way. Stop protecting him. Then I can get him.
Mm-hmm.
God says, okay, but you can't kill him.
That's right.
So guess what? This is the crazy part.
Mm-hmm.
Satan can't see us until fear is ignited.
Right.
We can't see God. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
We can't see God until we out of trouble.
Yes.
The whole time we're in the trouble, we can't see God because the devil is just doing all kind of things, but he's operating on our fear.
Yes.
And once we get out of the trouble, you know,
mm-hmm.
we just, oh, my goodness. Thank God. God got me out of that. There wasn't nobody but God. That's when we see God.
That's right. Absolutely.
And God is saying, if you would have seen me in the living room and
mm-hmm.
in the kitchen
mm-hmm.
and in the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and if you would have recognized this is our house,
yes.
I am with you. Fear not. I'm with you in every room and out.
All right.
David said, if I go down to hell, I make my bed in hell, you there. If I go here, where can I go that you won't be? That's a good thing. Somebody ought to hear that scripture and start smiling because David is saying, where can I go that you won't be there?
Exactly.
You're everywhere.
Everywhere.
And that's good news for us.
Mm-hmm.
But when the enemy tries to rise up against us, guess what? All we got to do, look to the left, look to the right, look in the front of us, look behind, and look back at him and go, this is our house. Uh-huh. You can't come up in our house doing what you want to do. But here's the thing. He can do whatever you let him do.
Mm-hmm.
He really can't do anything unless you let him.
Right.
How will you let him? Because you start operating in fear. Now, can you imagine when they saying, stop acting like you scared, that dog ain't going to, yes, he is, it's all, God, he can't kill it. And guess what? Somebody else comes in the room and goes, I know that's not the dog she's scared of. Because they're looking down, and it's a little chihuahua. Anybody ever seen a chihuahua?
Yes.
A chihuahua got a big old loud mouth, and he ain't nothing but a little tiny dog. But he carrying on like he's a Rockwilder. You know, mm-hmm. I'm gonna tear my leg. He gonna tear my leg. And someone comes in and goes, I know that ain't the dog you scared
uh-huh.
of.
Yep.
And that's what God is telling us. Mary didn't recognize that she was talking to an angel. So she thought, what you up to? What you trying to get from me? Coming here, sweet talking me. All greetings. You're highly favored. You know, like I said, it's the same thing as going in and telling my mother, oh, I really love you. You just came out the blue to tell me that. What you want? So Mary's thinking the same thing. What kind of greeting is this? What you want from me? And so he looks back at her. He said, don't be scared. Don't be scared. God, you got favor with God. Everything is okay. I see. God is saying, Mary didn't recognize that angel, and you don't recognize this one. You got an angel in every room of the house.
Yes.
You do know that God is the greatest angel there is in your life, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Angels are there for our protection. God is there for our protection. He is Abba Father. Abba Father told me to tell you today, stop being so scared. This is our house.
Yes.
So you know what that means? When the rent is due, this is our house. I'm going to make sure it gets paid. When the bills are due, this is our house. I'm going to make sure they get taken care of. When you don't see no food in the fridge, this is our house. I'm going to provide for your every need.
Yes.
I'm trying to tell you, you know how many days we would look in the house and we see little bills with pink things on them, and we go, what is that? What is it? My mother said, don't worry about it. That's my business. Don't you worry about that. You stay in a child's place.
Amen.
Don't worry about all that.
That's right.
You look in the fridge and go, but there ain't no food in the fridge. She said, who told you there wasn't no food in the fridge? And we going, okay, are we blind? Ain't no food in there. And oh, my God, because we really believed there was no food in the fridge. But how did she go in the kitchen, make a full meal when we didn't see no food in the fridge? God says, right when you think there's nothing, I will show you there has always been something. Always. Do not forget. When I say fear not, I am with you. You know what? This is our house. This is the good part. He's not saying this is my house. Because David said this the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You know what God is saying? If you walk in with me, if you want of mine, whatever I have, you have.
Yeah.
This is our house. Amen. God bless you guys.
Wow. Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. At this time, I'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. Erico 623-271, God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a word of encouragement for the word this evening?
Well, thank you. I'm well, and God bless you.
Thank you.
It's funny, sometimes when I turn in to hear Pastor Kathy, it's always encouraging, but then there are some times when it's like, oh, she just hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah.
And when I was thinking about Joshua, when he says, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, I thought, we as parents, as spouses, as brothers and sisters, we need to speak the word of the Lord over each other. And what Satan did is he put a seed of doubt into Eve's mind. And that doubt causes weakness and fear and insecurity. And he wasn't speaking the word of God. He was putting a seed of doubt. Did he really say this? So you start to doubt, you start to lose your belief. And I saw, what reminded me of this is I saw an episode, a story on Florida, and
yes.
They were talking about how all these young women, how he was able, and I used to think that myself, how in the world was he able? These people have common sense, they know better. How was he able to do all that? And they were saying that he would go to these areas, these poor areas where these young girls came
yes.
from broken homes, came from a family that wasn't speaking the truth over them, putting doubt in their mind that they were unworthy, that they were never going to
mm-hmm.
be anything, you're never going to get out of here. And
mm-hmm.
so then those are the ones, so these evil people like Satan, they can sense, they can smell the weakness, they can smell
yes.
the fear, and
mm-hmm.
they go after those people. And that's why they're able to trap them, because
yes.
they are not empowered by the word, the good word of God, that we are his creation. We are worthy, and we are loved, and we are valued. And even
yes.
with, I think, I don't know if this is true, but I just happened to think about it with Mary, the Pharisees were teaching back then that the only people that are favored are the wealthy, the kings, you know, all the kings with all of their money and their gold and their silver. And maybe that's why she doubted it. How could I be favored by God when I've been taught incorrectly? They were teaching incorrectly that you need
yes.
to, you know, that nobody was important except for the Pharisees, the leaders, the priests back then. And maybe that's why she questioned it. Maybe she was troubled by that. And I think afterwards, when Jesus is born to this lowly person in a manger, you know, of no wealth or no education, and
mm-hmm.
he's King of Kings,
yes.
that changed how we look, you know. So all of us are valued. All of us
yes.
are worthy. And we need to speak that over not just our household, our fellow brothers and sisters, that we respect everything in God's earth, all of his creation, animals, people. We speak the word of God over them. We don't speak the word of Satan over them. So I thought that was excellent, that we have to keep those words in our mind so that
yeah.
we don't fall into fear.
Exactly. Exactly. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So
I don't know about anybody else, but I'm running around right now going, this is our house. This
yeah.
is our house.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
fact that God said our, that means yours, mine, hers, his, anyone that belongs to God, this is our house. Why let him come in here and destroy what's in our house?
And we need to hear that. That's why it's important for this Block Talk Radio and for pastors like Kathy and Pastor Stephen to keep reminding us of that. You've got to say
yes.
that word, the truth.
Praise
don't
God.
Let those, don't take your eyes off of God. Don't start listening to other humans that belittle you and speak Satan's words over you. You've got to stay. You've got to make that effort to turn away from that darkness and look to the light. Pastor
mm-hmm.
Kathy brings the light.
Amen.
You're cute. Bless the Lord.
But you do. You speak the truth. And that's why we're
thank
here.
The
yes.
truth.
Thank you.
We've got to be fed.
Yep. No sugarcoating anything.
No.
The truth, nothing but the truth. And that's what Pastor
So that when someone evil comes along and tries
mm-hmm.
to tempt you into sin, you're going to look away from that. You're going to turn your ears off to that and remember things that Pastor Kathy said, or
yes,
or whoever you, your church pastor, and you focus on that truth.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And the Holy Spirit will bring that back to your remembrance of
Amen.
What the pastor
Amen.
Said.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
So at this time, Pastor Kathy, you have a closing word for us and the benediction and call to salvation.
The closing word is, this is our house.
Amen.
No one comes into your house
mm-hmm.
and take over. Satan does not have any power except what
no.
we give him.
Amen.
God said, let them know this is our house.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Will Smith and his son, the earth, after earth,
uh-huh.
and you haven't seen it, look at it, because at the end, when you see that that animal cannot see him,
right.
all
mm-hmm.
he was sensing was his fear.
Yes, mm-hmm. that movie was
but
good.
God is saying, if you understand, I'm in the living room, I'm in the kitchen, I'm in the dining room, I'm in every room of the house. This
yes.
is our house, and I'm in the house with you.
Amen.
Hopefully, I pray that as you think about that, mm-hmm. you will let go of that fear, no matter what room in the house you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Just knowing that he's there with you.
Amen.
And that's the whole purpose.
Yes.
God is saying, this is our house. It's our house. It's
wow.
never belonged to Satan. Never.
Mm-hmm.
It's our house. We thank God for the word tonight that came to encourage us, to remind us of his presence and the
Amen.
Fact that nobody loves him as much as he does. Nobody
yes.
loves us the way God loves us. That he will
mm-hmm.
share his house with us.
Yeah.
That
mm-hmm.
Jesus, when he came here, he says, I go to prepare a mansion for you. I love it. God says, in my Father's house, there are many mansions.
That's
and I'm
right.
going to have one for you and you and you mm-hmm. and you. All you got to do is want it. Tonight,
mm-hmm.
do you want it? Do you want to give your life to Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone.
Absolutely.
Give your life to Christ now while you still have time. And all you got to do, Father God, I'm a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
I repent of my sins.
Yeah.
Oh, my yeah. goodness, Lord of God.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross
mm-hmm.
because of our sins. Come
mm-hmm.
into my life. I will make you my Lord and Savior. And
mm-hmm.
guess what? It's really just that simple. You pray that prayer. The next thing you ought to be doing is receiving him, saying, I have been waiting for you. I
yes.
just wanted an invitation. That's all.
Amen.
I wanted
mm-hmm.
you to accept me. I didn't
yes.
want to force myself on you. I wanted to know that you wanted me in your life. And then after that, you say, God, can you lead me to a good household of faith so
mm-hmm.
I can continue to grow yeah. stronger in the knowledge of who you are, the things you desire from us, the things you desire
mm-hmm.
from me, oh God,
mm-hmm.
that I might be found pleasing in your sight.
Yes, Lord.
And if you don't remember anything else, if the earth is the Lord's and the fullness there is, tell yourself, this is our house. My God is in the living room, in the kitchen, in the bathroom. And as you think about it, you won't be as scared as you was.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be as troubled as you was. You won't
mm-hmm.
be worrying if you ain't got no job, you ain't got no money, whatever. He's in the house with us. My mother says, stop worrying about grown folks' business.
Mm-hmm.
And God
yeah.
says
yeah.
the same thing to us. Stop
mm-hmm.
worrying about my business.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
That's
right. All you need to know. I got you, because
yes.
this is our house. Precious
Amen.
And Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, oh God,
thank
how
you God.
So graciously came in tonight, not only to remind us you are with us no matter where we go. during the good, the bad, the ugly, the happy, the sad. You mm-hmm. are there for every tear that drops out of our eyes.
Yes,
you are
yes.
there, oh God.
Thank
and
you,
for
God.
That we say thank you. We
thank
honor
you,
you oh
you.
God. Thank you for loving us the way that you do, that you will share what you have with us, a wretch like me, and
yes.
Harris and him, and her, that you love us so much,
mm-hmm.
you don't see the dirt. All
mm-hmm.
you see is the one that you have created a clean heart in and renewed a right spirit in him. You see this brand new creature. And for that, we say thank you, God. Continue
you,
to lead and guide us in the way you would have us to go, oh God. Father God, that my prayer is that we would wake up each and every day acknowledging you so
mm-hmm.
you can direct our path, oh God.
Yes.
Because you're the only one that can keep us on a straight and narrow. You're the only one knows that what's ahead of us, what's behind us, what's on the side. Only you. And
mm-hmm.
as we acknowledge you, you said you would direct our path. We thank you
yes.
for all that
mm-hmm.
you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. And we pray, as always, your word did not fall on deaf ears. We love you. We honor you. We adore you. We ask all of these blessings that we will continue to ponder on your word. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy, for that wonderful word this evening. And God bless each and every one of you for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. We love you. We
love you.
You. Love you, too. And God bless you, and have a wonderful evening, everyone, and shalom. And on that note, we are going to leave out on all belongs to you. Praise be to God. Shalom. Good night. drink all the water. You're only supposed to drink a little bit at a time.